Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Anusha Ravi Sood, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I tell you why Karnataka government is asking rich farmers to give up free electricity. A cash-strapped Karnataka is looking to take a leaf from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's book. Karnataka's Energy Minister Sunil Kumar is looking to emulate the give-it-up appeal made by Prime Minister Modi in 2015 for the LPG subsidy. But in Karnataka, the give-up appeal is to tame the state's expenditure on a scheme guaranteeing free electricity to farmers for irrigation. Karnataka's energy department is all set to announce a campaign where relatively well-off farmers will be asked to give up free electricity provided for their irrigation pump sets. The free electricity costs the government upward of 11,000 crore rupees every year. Speaking to The Print, Energy Minister Sunil Kumar said that it would be a voluntary exercise. He added that he will lead by example and give up free electricity for the IP set on his farm. He hopes that large landowners, politicians, bureaucrats and rich farmers will respond to the campaign and opt out of free electricity. But why does the Karnataka government want farmers to give up free electricity? Well, according to the state's economic survey for 2019 and 20, water pumping through irrigation pump sets accounted for the highest share of electricity consumed in the state at 36.76%. Estimates shared by the Energy Department with The Print show that the state has 31,46,713 regularized irrigation pump sets, while 95,639 are unauthorized or yet to be regularized. Power supply for irrigation pump sets was made free in August 2008. The Energy Department provides between 4 to 8 hours of free electricity daily for all irrigation pump sets. The estimated cost of providing free electricity is projected at 11,370 crore rupees for 2021 and 2022. This is according to the data shared by the minister's office. The scheme cost the exchequer 11,250 crores in 2020-2021 and 11,245 crore rupees in 2019-2020. Minister Sunil Kumar said that electricity that is being provided free of cost to farmers is increasing the debt of ESCOMs, district electricity supply companies. The debt affects the Karnataka Power Transmission Corporation next, and then the Karnataka Power Corporation, and eventually the government. But farmers are wary of the campaign and worry about its potential impact in the long run. Kuruburu Shantakumar, president of Karnataka Sugarcane Growers Association, said that farmers have no qualms if the entire exercise is strictly voluntary. But from his experience, he says, the government usually starts identifying farmers with bikes, television, mobile phones as well to do, and fears that they may be forced to give up subsidies. He said that farmers are worried about this being the first step towards withdrawing free electricity altogether. Ashok Metti, another farmer from Uttarakhand, drew parallels between the LPG subsidy scheme and this scheme of the Karnataka government. "We were told that giving up LPG subsidy would also be voluntary, but it has completely stopped now. Farmers are already struggling and the government should not look to burden us more," Ashok Metti told The Print. The apprehension comes against the backdrop of the union government withholding transfers of LPG subsidies to customers who have not opted to give up subsidies. The opposition, meanwhile, believes that the campaign is ill-timed. Former Agriculture Minister of Karnataka and Congress leader Krishna Bhairi Gowda called the move insidious. He said that the move comes at a time when farmers are already in acute distress. Cost of input from fertilizers to seeds has increased. Cost of production has increased due to hike in fuel prices, and so has the cost of transportation, Krishna Bhairi Gowda told The Print. He asked why the government wants to pass on the burden to poor citizens while writing off corporate taxes and helping the super rich. That's all I have for you right now. I will return with more updates soon. This is Anusha Ravi Sood, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.